WPN, this is KC4, WHN. Sounds like that's Tom on the radio.
You're pretty weak into the repeater. This is Tom in 0TR. Come back again.
Get on the other side of the house and get away from that big metal garage door. Is this any better?
Yes, sir. Who am I talking to?
You got Mark here in Greer.
Well, good morning, Mark. Kind of an overcast day, but it's supposed to get better. Seems a bit chilly to me. I just went down and had a couple of stitches taken out of my thumb. How's your day going?
Well, better than average. I'm trying to get my mobile installed so I can converse while I drive around the town. But it's I'm learning all sorts of new things about automotive electrics that I thought I knew that have changed in the last 20 years.
Last 50 years for me. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I had pretty good luck with these Avalons, but I don't know. I would have been a little wary of it with a hybrid, but this is not a hybrid. You what, Mace? Oh, my wife is aware. I thought she said something. But, Mark, you sound like you're on a handy talkie. Put it that way.
Guilty as charged. I have a $20 radio and a $30 antenna, and it's part of my growing up process. I just got my ticket back in October, and I've got an ID5100 as my base in the house, and I've got an ID5100 that I'm literally just putting in the car today. So hopefully I'll have a little more power to sound a little better as we go along.
Yes, Mark, you're doing fine. This repeater, it takes very little power to get into it as a general rule. It's not as good as it used to be in the old days, but it's pretty near it. And a lot of good folks on here, and it's always a learning process. And as long as you can learn, well, you're progressing, and sound like you are. Yeah, this car here, Mark, I have wires running from the battery all the way to the trunk, and that's where my transmitter's at. Well, didn't realize it on this 2022 Avalon, they got plastic covers all under the underside of the car. It's just amazing. You can't see anything under there, and my neighbor was kind enough to run those wires back there for me. But, Jiminy, what a job.
Yeah, they don't want you getting inside and messing up their stuff. So they've hidden it all, and they've encapsulated it all. And you don't fix cars. You just swap out components. It's much like a computer these days.
To work on machine tools, and I had troubleshoot down to the circuit board and then replaced the transistors and capacitors and inductors and whatever. And they don't do that anymore. You just replace circuit boards. And it took me 8 or 9 years to convince the people of that on our first CNC machine. And the boards were $900 a piece and up. And so finally, one time I couldn't fix it and had to have an engineer come in. And after they paid $100 and some an hour plus per diem, they decided to buy me some circuit boards.
Both sad and interesting that you can buy the new components cheaper than you can troubleshoot what's going on with the existing ones, but that's kind of the world we're living in. It's more of a throwaway culture than it's ever been.
All these China products, as my old friend up in Kansas used to call them, C-H-I-N-A.
When you don't have to pay a lot for labor, or you're paying 12-year-olds to do your stuff, pennies on the dollar,
in my days, when they first started doing it, it was J.A. Penn products. Then J.A. Penn got put out of business, and it's C-H-I-N-A now. anyways, Mark, we're at the bank and I need to go in today, so fine talking to you this morning. You have a good day and a safe day most of all. And be aware, there may not be much voltage in them cars if they're not electric. And but there is a lot of amperage, so don't short anything out. It can be rather catastrophic. This is N0LTR, 73 Spring.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate the Q2. Yeah, I've mapped out a 20-amp fuse that's going to be my pathway to the radio, and we'll go from there. But appreciate it, 73s. Have fun at the bank. I know that's always an adventure. KQ4WHM, Mark, and I'm clear.